it's hard for older animals to find homes, it's especially hard for older animals that have health issues. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg introduces us to one old hound with a grave diagnosis and a new loving family.
Bendu is brown and white, with short fur and a floppy mouth. He loves eating wet food along with his kibble, and really loves his crinkly toy, shaped like a fried egg.
Get it.
Grand Junction couple Sophia Sinkovich and Kyle Chu watch their new roommate with a mix of delight and pride.
Each little thing is so precious and so cute. And I was telling Kyle that we feel like new parents. You know, we have all these photos of him on our phone and we're telling our family about him.
He's got this droopy face and, you know, a lot of saliva in his mouth. And he's just looking at me. But you can almost make out a smile.
It seems hard to believe that this goofy boy, named after a Star Wars character, has only 6 to 12 months to live. After Bendu was found running loose late last year, a veterinarian estimated he was 10 years old and diagnosed him with cancer. Sophia's the one who saw an Instagram post trying to find Bendu a hospice foster home.
I looked at his face and that was it. Like, I was lost.
An instant heart connection, she says. She remembers looking over at Kyle.
I said, "Babe, I gotta ask you something."
At first, Kyle was nervous. He had never had a dog, but he agreed on a Bendu meet and greet.
And one of the first things he did was he just sat right on my lap.
He butt claimed, right? Like, he's just kind of decided, oh, these are my people. And he leaned into us and was just so sweet.
And Kyle's fears?
They just all went out the window.
It's what animal rescue advocates always hope for. But according to Nan McNeese, president of Grand Rivers Humane Society, which helped rescue Bendu,
there's a national all the way down to local crisis.
Speaking from a rainy adoption event, she says as inflation has risen, adoptions have fallen. And shelters and rescues are often too full to accept new animals.
It's awful, because that's not how we're wired. We're wired to help.
And helping senior pets can be the most challenging. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals estimates that a senior dog has only a 25% chance of getting adopted. But now Bendu has a safe space to call his own. And he looks comfortable in it, slurping up water in the kitchen and snuggling with his new family on the couch. For them, this all has extra meaning. Kyle's parents died of cancer. So did Sophia's dad.
Having Bendu will help me, I think, heal some of that loss of my father and just what I couldn't process then. I feel like I'll be able to continue to process with Bendu.
Instead of hardening their hearts against more loss.
I think this is helping us cherish every single moment, you know, with each other, but also with Bendu.
I don't have trouble worrying about the future when I'm with him.
Yeah, go get it!
Especially when he's chasing after a tennis ball in the backyard like nothing is wrong. This time together is a gift to all three of them, no matter how many days Bendu has left. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.